Hello and welcome to the DeFi Daily, a 10-minute or less DeFi and crypto update. I'm Amy here with Pat, and today is Thursday, March 11th, 2021.
You know, it was a pretty good day on the market. Bitcoin up 2.25% to 56,810. Ethereum up 0.75, just under 1% to 1,806.93. I just always want Ethereum to be up at like 18,000. I guess that's where we're going here across the board. Other big winners recently, Cardano was down after a lot of hype, and I think it's still one of the biggest hype coins right now. But it was off 1.33% today. Uniswap is just nuts. I had to do this the math for someone I was talking to the other day. The Uniswap airdrop was 400 tokens. Uniswap is at 3130 right now. So 400 times 3130 is $12,000. $12,000. $12,000. That is nuts, man, of value just created by like flipping three bits on the blockchain. It's nuts, man. It blows my mind still. And Chainlink is up 1.5% to $29, also on an absolute tear recently.
So thank you to Bitwave, the DeFi Daily sponsor. Bitwave is a digital asset management platform that does tax tracking for crypto and DeFi, as well as gain loss reporting, accounting, crypto invoicing, and a lot more. You can check them out online at bitwave.io or on Twitter at Bitwave Platform. So up first, digital artist Mike Winkelmann, also known as Beeple, sells an NFT artwork at auction for a record-setting $69 million.
Yeah, did you get a chance to see? Did you see the piece?
I saw.
What did you think as a art person and a photographer? You know, what did you think?
Well, I did think that it was interesting because it was done over, I think, 14 years or something. The last 500 days. I'm sorry, 5,000 days. So I do think that's interesting. I don't know much about the artist. I don't know what his previous works have sold for. So it's hard for me to judge whether this got such a high price because that's just the price people pay for his art, or if the novelty of the NFT factored in.
Oh, the novelty of the NFT factored in. At this point, I'm pretty convinced that NFTs are essentially, the people who most appreciate NFTs are people who have a lot of Ethereum from a very low strike price. Like they got it at 50 cents and they bought $10,000 worth. The people who are jealous or like those are the people that appreciate NFTs. The people that get jealous of NFTs or like that would want to collect it are those people. And the people that they want to show it off to are those people. So essentially you have all these people with lots and lots and lots of money who are just having a bit of a contest with each other to almost be as ridiculous as they can be. So this is nuts. This is nutty nut nuts. This is way too much money, but it's kind of cool. I personally did not really like the piece. I thought it was scattered. I thought it was not particularly interesting. So I think there's this other really interesting aspect here of like more and more art comes into the play with these. So more and more it is like, what are your tastes? And so I'm hoping that at the not too distant future, it stops just being throwing money after NFTs and it actually becomes like, you know, people appreciating what they're doing, appreciating the art side of it. So for instance, like honestly, of all of the NFTs, the one that where the company bought the Banksy work and burned it is probably my favorite. That probably is the one that most personifies what I think is really interesting. Like that to me is art. Like that is a art product, right? Buying something that was making fun of art collectors, destroying it, and then selling that act to art collectors, that is art to me. A collage picture of all the media, the social media you've posted over the years. I don't know. I guess that's art. Like obviously anything could be art, but it's not particularly interesting. It's not telling a story. It's not going to make it would not have made the history books if it were not for the selling price. Whereas Banksy, like that Banksy piece, absolutely, that could be in the art history books in a few years.
All right. Well, we'll have to keep our eye on that one. So blockchain analytics startup CipherTrace has released an anti-money laundering tool for crypto firms.
Everyone loves anti-money laundering. I mean, look, it is super important in the US, obviously. Like the anti-money laundering is a hot topic. It is important to be diligent. Businesses have different they have different tolerances for dirty coins. So there's kind of like, there's the AML side of this, which is it's looking at individuals and looking at their social security number and like the that part of it. That's sort of the KYC piece. The AML piece is saying, hey, we can't take coins that have been, that were hacked by North Korea. We can't take coins that were used as part of like the, you know, the Silk Road. So that's what these tools are doing. They're essentially trying to track these dirty coins as they're moving around. What ends up being silly about it is that, honestly, it's not hard to launder these coins. I mean, you know, individuals will take them. Exchanges in a lot of situations will take them. So, like, especially, like, Binance and those exchanges, like, they don't give a crap. Like, they're not going to turn away your money. So, like, I'm not really sure where this gets some of the... these products are interesting because I'm not sure where it gets some of the businesses around it. Like, CipherTrace and Chainalysis, the work that they do on... the forensic pieces, helping the FBI track terror networks like that, you know, the IRS helping them track down the actual coins there, that is value add work. But just sort of like, is a business really going to care about the cleanliness of their coins? I don't know.
All right, so a Shapeshift report calls staking derivatives a potential win-win for POS users.
Yeah, this is interesting. I think this is almost obvious in some ways, which is to say that if you can be staking and then you can lock that, you can somehow lock that staking as a collateral, like you could somehow use that staking as a collateral through some sort of like smart contract. And then that gives you back access to those coins that if you don't repay, they just take your staking coins. I think it's a no-brainer. I think this is really clever. They released a whole report on it. They didn't actually go into detail on what they were going to do, but the report did actually go over some of the ideas and it went through some of these. I think it's super interesting.
So next, Open Zeppelin Defender, that's the name of the product, gives DeFi teams a weapon against flash loan attacks.
Yeah, this is them kind of capitalizing on what's going on with flash loans and everything. Essentially, what you have to do to save yourself against flash loan attacks is not use derivative. Well, there's a few different techniques here, but essentially the easiest is just don't rely on pricing from other smart contracts other than oracles. So oracles you rely on pricing, but no other smart contracts should you be relying on pricing. The other one is to just basically avoid flash loans altogether by not allowing withdrawals and deposits of the same one. I'm not really sure that those are. I'm not sure either of those are in need of a tool. That being said, Defender's a cool product, and Open Zeppelin's a great company. So I love seeing more and more security tools coming out, and more developer tools in the space.
All right, so going back to NFTs, we have another story.
We got a new segment. Okay. We're doing a new segment now. We're calling this Have We Jumped the Shark? So it's funny because if you ask the question, have we jumped the shark, perhaps you would have thought that the $69 million spent on Beeple's artwork would be us asking, have we jumped the shark? But in fact, Amy, have we jumped the shark?
I don't know. So the guy in the meme, Bad Luck Brian, sold as a crypto art NFT for...
He did the NFT. So this is, if you've ever seen this meme, it is a young gentleman, 13, 14, wearing a plaid vest. He just recently got braces, it looks like. Maybe his mom dressed him. You know, it's hard to say exactly what. It's a great meme. The guy who did that went out and he created an NFT attesting that it was him and then sold that for $36,000. Amy, have we jumped the shark yet?
No.
Nope, definitely not. All right, I agree.
All right. Well, that'll do it for today. Thank you, as always, for listening to the DeFi Daily.
All right. Have a good one.